بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. This is short and مختصر translation of the surah that was read in the Fajr Salah. If in Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the day of Qiyamah and the events that lead to it in different words. Al-qari'atu mal-qari'ah. Al-haqqa mal-haqqa. Allah Ta'ala describes the day of Qiyamah will be something that will knock, that will tap, that will shake. Like how you find earthquakes taking place, how things begin to knock together, things begin to tremble. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala calls the day of Qiyamah and the events that lead to it in different ways. Yawmu taghabun. The day when people will be shouting to one another. There'll be chaos, there'll be havoc. So Allah Ta'ala asks Al-Haqqa mal-Haqqa wa ma-Adraka mal-Haqqa. In regards to Qiyamah, how it will take place. Allah Ta'ala will shake up the entire world. Do you know about the day? What will happen on the day of Qiyamah? Then in the Surah Al-Haqqa, which is the 29th part of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala explains about Ad and Thamud. That how they falsified, they do not believe on the day of Qiyamah. And because of their disbelief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُهْلِكُوا بِالطَّاغِيَةِ. As for Thamud, they were destroyed. They were destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them completely. The people of Thamud and then Ad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them also. Allah ta'ala sent a wind against them. And for 7 nights and 8 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blew the winds against them until you found that their bodies were like scattered and they were dead. Like date palm trees. When you drop a date palm tree, how long it is, how big it is, they were just as big also, but you find no matter how powerful they were, just one wind was enough to destroy them. This is the introduction Allah Ta'ala gives to the surah, and it builds up thereafter. The Allah Ta'ala says, فَهَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيَةٍ. Did you see any one of them remaining behind? No one was left thereafter. Every one of them was destroyed, no matter how powerful they were. That they will carve their homes in the mountains. Allah Ta'ala had made the mountains, they could be say play-doh for them, plasticine. They should just play with the mountains and carve their homes therein. Thereafter, وَجَاءَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَنْ قَبْلَهُ. Fir'aun came, those before him. They also falsified the Nabi of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. فَعَصَوْ رَسُولَ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said that they disobeyed the Rasul of Allah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to Fir'aun. He disobeyed. فَأَخَذَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seized him. Allah Ta'ala destroyed him. And there was no one left thereafter. When he came to different nations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he destroyed them. فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ نَفْقَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. Sur refers to the trumpet that will be blown before the day of Qiyamah. And Qiyamah will thereafter proceed. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. Remember the day when the trumpet will be blown, نَفْقَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ, just once. Once is enough to destroy the entire world. The entire world will be uplifted and the mountains, and it will begin to shake. On that day, that occurrence will occur. That occurrence will occur. What you've been hearing about, and many people anticipating, is the Dajjal coming. It seems things are very, very close and near. It won't be an easy time. Allah Ta'ala save us from the time of the test of the Dajjal. The skies will be split asunder, on shaqqati sama, it will be split asunder. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be in grandeur. وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ. Allah says that the arsh of your Rabb, that is the arsh and the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the malaika will carry the arsh and throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above everyone. On the day of Qiyamah, and يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ. يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ. On the day of Qiyamah, you will be presented before Allah. And no one can hide. No one will be able to hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says that as for that person on the day of Qiyamah, whose book of deeds will be given in his right hand, he will call out, هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. Come all of you and read my kitab, read my book. Read my book that I was convinced and knew that I will receive my accountability on the day of Qiyamah. I was away in this worldly life. I was preparing for it. And Allah Ta'ala says that now he will pass with flying colors. Now he's got his book of deeds in his right hand. He knows now it's secured. Now the travel journey ahead is now very easy. And Allah Ta'ala says, Allah is saying, فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ. Now he'll enjoy such a life, that which will be most pleasurable. Now it's only enjoyment, there's no more test, there's no more fear. There's no more fear what's going to happen ahead. I got it, I secured it now. I got my pass. فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ. In lofty mansions and lofty balconies of Jannat, the fruits will be near for him. Then Allah will say to him via the Malaika, كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا. Kulu washabu, eat and drink now. Eat and drink in bliss and happiness because of the amal and the good deeds you have done fil ayyamil khaliyah, in the past days. Meaning these days we are in right now, the days of living in this worldly life. You got your miles, you've got your points, and now you made your jannat, your life passed, and you prepared for it. Then Allah Ta'ala draws our attention, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِالشِّمَالِ. Yameen is the person who receives the book of deeds in his right hand. بِيَمِينِهِ بِشِمَالِهِ, his left hand. So Allah Ta'ala draws our attention, as for that person who will be given his book of deeds in his left hand, Allah Ta'ala save us. فَيَقُولُ, he will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي, that how, oh what destruction to me, if only I was given to it all, not given my book at all. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِي, I don't know what will happen to my accountability now. He doesn't look at his books also. He said, if only this day came to pass quickly, the things were decided quickly. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَهِ. Now the entire scenario of his worldly life will flash in front of him. How I spent those days? It just passed. Every day was just a motivation of making it for the day. And then he will say, مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَهِ. As ulama say, that a person works his life till the bone of his fingers. Till the bone of his fingers is working day after day. This goes and that goes, this payment and that import, that export. And his entire day is engrossed in it. Person can be doing his work, but his heart is attached to the house of Allah. I want to get back to the masjid. He's making his akhirat already. Now he will say that I passed my entire life in this way. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَهْ. That all my wealth put together is of no avail to me today. Can't help me in the least bit whatsoever. He said, my entire empire has been destroyed. Allah will give the command, خُذُوهُ, that catch him. Take hold of him, فَغُلُّوا, and chain him up. And chain him up, now he can't move. He was free in dunya to do as he wanted to. Today now he will restrict his movement. He can't do anything whatsoever. That person in his worldly life who leads a life of restriction, Qiyamah's day he will be freed. His dunya is a prison. But he lived like a free person. Now Allah Ta'ala will say, chain him up and throw him into the middle of Jahannam. And Quran says, ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْعُهَا, that he will be chained up in such chains that the length of it will be 70 dira', 70 hands length. First luku, he'll be pulled in it. Why? إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ. Allah will say that he did not believe in Allah, the most honorable, the most almighty. وَلَا يَحُضُّ, he did not give even encouragement to feed the poor ones. And Allah Ta'ala says, they in possibly worldly life you had the best of food. But now, for you will be, hamim will be boiling hot water. When we ask for water to quench your thirst, it will be hot boiling water. And there will be no good food for you. The food will be of thorns that will cut through your intestines. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam on those people that did not have the eyes of the heart and search for the truth. And they belied, falsified the Rasul of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. They would say that this Qur'an is only the speech of this honorable Nabi. وَمَا هُوَ Allah Ta'ala says, this is the qawl and this is the speech of my Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ. This Qur'an is not the speech of a poet. Not the speech of a poet that very few will believe. Nor is it the speech of a fortune teller. Very few will take lesson from this or heed from this. Tanzeelum min Rabbil Alameen. This has been revealed from Rabbul Alameen. This has come from directly from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There are many people that will have different sayings and opinions in regards to Quran Sharif. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, we will catch them on the day of Qiyamah. Then we will cut off all the power and all the strength, and no one can hide from us. And this Quran is a tadhkira, is a reminder for those that have taqwa. And on the day of Qiyamah, we will know from amongst you those that believe or did not believe. Those that falsified the Qur'an, we will know them. And on that day, لَحَسْرَةٌ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. The greatest regret will be those of the kafirin. The entire life passed, Now it's only regret upon regret. Ya Allah, how this happened to us? How we landed over here? If only we can go back. It's mentioned about one Sahabi, Amr bin Tufail al-Dawsi. Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi, in regards to him also, great poet he was. People of Makkah warned him. They don't listen to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam when he's reciting Quran by the Kaaba Sharif. So he blocked his ears with cotton wool. But as he began to make tawaf, according to some riwayat, this thought came in his mind that what this person is reciting, possibly he's a poet or fortune teller. And at that time, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam recited this ayah. Is that the certain saying of a poet or a fortune teller? Upon this, he became a believer. Allah Ta'ala says this Quran is la haqqul yaqeen, is absolute, is the truth and the haqq. So, O my Nabi, fasabbih bismi rabbika al-azim, the crux of your life, that now him, the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, who is most great. But the surah al-haqqa is all about the day of qiyamah. And among those surahs, where very, very explicitly in detail, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the day of qiyamah. Allah ta'ala give us sufi to prepare for the day of qiyamah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika.